women. A policewoman named Lee is disguised as a convict and put into the prison cell of the notorious Nardo gang, a trio of murderous but buxom women. Lee's mission, should we choose to accept it, is to find out where the gang has hidden a load of stolen diamonds. To accomplish her goal, she is to help the gang escape and then join them to find out where the treasure is buried. And now, introducing those women you love to hate, the Nardo girls. Josie, a blonde with a ponytail, is the leader of the group. That's because she has the deepest voice. Then there's Billy. She's the curly blonde flirt who will do anything for a man, even knit socks and wash his underwear. And finally there's Vera, the bad girl. This redhead slinks around doing a Sheldon Leonard imitation, chews gum, and spews insults out of the corner of her mouth. Once out of prison, the girls grab a boat and head for their hidden loot somewhere in the Louisiana bayous. Though this film was shot in the real bayous, it was photographed in a way that makes the swamplands look as dangerous as the jungle boat ride at Disneyland. For all their toughness, the girly gangsters don't seem to know much about boating, and their small craft sinks, leaving them stranded. Who should come putt-putting around the bend in a motorboat but a young geologist named Bob, his girlfriend, and a guide? The Nardos wave them over, shoot the guide, knock Bob out with one slap, and toss the girlfriend to the alligators. The next hour or so is spent cruising around the bayous with Bob tied up at one end of the boat and the girls at the other end gawking at him. The cocktail music in the background is still playing, but none of the girls ask Bob to dance. The Nardo girls never run around in pants like a bunch of boys, our hoodlum honeys declare, and in order to ensure femininity, they make cutouts out of their jeans. When the group beds down in dry marshland at night, the girls take turns making passes at the helpless geologist. First, each tries to kiss him, then discovers that she's being watched by one of the others and slaps poor Bob for being fresh. In one scene, the girls bathe nude in a lagoon while Bob, untied, wanders around on shore whistling. Besides being a geologist, Bob is an idiot.